We're adding a 6-acre, approximately a 6-acre parking lot. It's not really be used for a storage lot or parking, either one. It is something that is needed for the fair, for the growth of the fair, and also for the growth of the expo complex. It'll be adjacent to what we call the fair lot or the carnival lot. That was the last lot that was added in our phase two construction. And we're looking forward to it. We think it's critical for our growth, and we're not going to be able to put lights on it because of lack of money at this time, but at least we're going to be able to build the 6 acres. It'll be limestone, rock, and hopefully in the next year we'll get enough money in the capital budget to be able to put the electricity and the lighting in. So we're excited about it. It's just another piece of the puzzle that is going to help us continue to grow the event and to be able to service our customers.
Nice combination of funding going into this, too.
Absolutely. We have three different, I guess, pieces of funding that are coming together. It's $100,000 that was left from Phase 2 Expo expansion, $100,000 of hot funds that was budgeted this past year for that project. And then the project ended up being, over a year's time, it ended up being about $90,000 short after we sent out the SOQ and got the quotes back. And so we needed another $90,000. So the fair last year, we had $100,000 that was budgeted in the hot budget for the fair, for the growth of the fair. So to be able to accomplish this project, the fair board voted to give 90 of that $100,000 back to the county so we could do the project.
And they're going to be probably the first beneficiary of that. The way it sounds like, you're going to have that lot done in time for the fair.
Right. We're looking at once we get them started, and I think that'll be immediate. As soon as the contract's signed, they should be able to begin immediately, and it's about a 30 or 40 day project. So it'll be ready for the 2013 fair, which was a major thing that we had to have done. I mean, it was a major requirement of this project, was to be able to get started on it and get it built prior to September 1st.
So 6 acres means how many vehicles? Any estimate?
Well, usually rule of thumb, if you're going to park vehicles on a lot, if it's striped, and this will not be striped right now, it's not really going to be used solely as a parking lot, but it can be used for trailers and lots of other things, storage. But usually you can get 100 cars per acre if it's striped and used efficiently. So that, if it were striped, would accommodate about 600 more vehicles out there. Since it's not, and we'll be using parkers during the fair, my guess is that we probably are going to be looking at probably half that, or a little more maybe. So I'm thinking we can park 300 or 400 cars, more vehicles out there. Last year we did have to use a park and ride for Saturday, and so this year I'm sure we're going to have the park and ride again at the Health Science Center, but at least we'll be able to accommodate 300 or 400 more on site. And as it grows, we're going to need everything we can get.
But you just take it a stage at a time.
Exactly. I mean, it's just one step at a time, and we're excited about this year. We've evaluated all the different facets of the last year's fair, and we've made adjustments and additions. And right now, there's no doubt in my mind that it's going to be bigger, better, and more successful than it was last year. And I think last year, for the first year, that we had an amazing year. And this year, it'll be better. And I think as time goes on, we'll make it better every year. And I really believe the sky's the limit. I think it'll eventually, if people will be patient, I think it'll be something that'll be very, very special in the future.